It seems completely absurd now. Of course, it did at the time. But you look back at what we were being told just a month ago, not very long ago, that the whole problem at the southern border, the crisis at the southern border, as being proclaimed by the president of the United States, was all made up. It was all made up. That's what we were told by liberals and Democrats and their handmaidens at CNN and MSNBC and, of course, Washington Post, New York Times. It was all just something that Donald Trump was making up. It wasn't real. It was a fake crisis. Well, fast forward to today, and you find out, no, actually, there's 100,000 apprehensions or more per month at the border. And those are just the people that got caught. And no, they're not at points of entry. They're all over the place. My next guest has been to the border several times. He is the founder of Frontline America, Ben Berquam here. Ben, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me on, Steve.
Always good to have you here. All right, so you live near the border, a lot closer than I do. You deal with the border. You've been there many, many times. When you look back at what we were being told, that it was a fake crisis, made up, something manufactured for political reasons only, I mean, that's got to infuriate you.
Yes, yeah, it does, especially having so many angel family friends, family members, or friends of mine that have had their family members killed by illegal aliens. There's thousands of them across America. I have several dozen who I consider personal friends. It infuriates me. And they're not, it's not what they were saying. They're still saying it. Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, who shouldn't be allowed to be governor because he's already broken his oath, tweeted yesterday about another, you know, migrant, illegal alien coming over and dying in Border Patrol custody. But they completely ignore the fact that these people are dying on their way up. They are dying because they're being invited by the left in America. And they call it a manufactured crisis. I would actually say they're right. It is a manufactured crisis. This is manufactured by the left. So it's actually manufactured by them. And the hypocrisy, the irony of them to say then it was manufactured by President Trump,
sure,
to score some political points, is just it's asinine. It's so ridiculous on its face. The problem is most Americans don't realize what's going on.
But I agree with you, Ben, and I want to go back to your comments on Governor Newsom of California. This guy is a buffoon. Talk about the created candidate. I mean, he was nurtured and groomed to become this guy to be governor. That was his whole life, his whole drive with money and power and built into it. And here he is pushing this elitist globalist message, no question, encouraging people to come here. And the problem is that you have millions of people living in California illegally. And the problem that I have living in the Midwest is this. It takes about 750,000 people to get a seat in Congress. And we know that California has at least 4 million illegals living there, possibly much higher, but that represents 5 or 6 seats in Congress. That means people in Michigan and Ohio and Wisconsin, we're getting cheated out of our representation because of illegals living in places like California. It is flat out wrong.
That's absolutely right. That's why they freaked out when the census numbers were coming out. The president and the administration were trying to require that you only citizens be counted. I mean, think about that, we have people in America, politicians in America, who consider illegal aliens their constituents.
Right.
That to me, I mean, imagine what these people need to be in prison. They need to be in prison. We have thousands of people coming over every single day. I was in a place this weekend in Yuma, Arizona, where we saw 300 come over, 250 plus. We caught 3 different groups and help bring them to Border Patrol because Border Patrol was completely overwhelmed. And these people in America, politicians like Nancy Pelosi and Kamala Harris and Chuck Schumer, want you to believe that this isn't a problem. But you're exactly right. Why
Huge
are they
problem.
Doing this? They're doing it for votes and power.
Votes and power. And money, don't forget about that, because here in Michigan, let me give you an example. A news story passing the wire here in the last few days. A prison that has been closed here in Michigan being reopened by a private company. They will house 1,800 non-citizens, okay? Non-citizens, 1,800 will be held in this prison facility for a variety of different charges. Not a maximum security, but a variety of different issues. But illegal aliens here being held in this prison. That company expects to bring in somewhere between $37 and $40 million a year for 1,800 inmates. Now, let's do the math on that, Ben. That's less than the number of people that come in on a single day. Less than that come in on a single day getting tens of millions of dollars. And that's just one example of the amount of money that's flowing. So if you want to find the bottom of the problem, Catholic Social Services, Bethany Christian Services,
yep.
Lutheran Social Services. All yep. of these organizations are making yep. a pile of money because of this, right or wrong?
Right, right, right. You said it. It's not that we have that many people coming over in a single day in one location.
Right.
Not just in when I was in McAllen, Texas last weekend, 2 weekends ago. There were and the point that we were at where we captured on video around 100 coming in. They hit their highest number. They broke the record. They had 2,400 illegals captured at that one location. That's one location on a 2,000-mile long border. And each one of those people represents dollars. The Catholic Church.
2,400. Hold on. I need to know this, Ben. I need to 2,400 people brought in and caught in what time period?
One day, Saturday.
One day.
One day.
2,400 people. One location, one day. It's unbelievable. Yep. It's outrageous. It is absolutely unconscionable.
And every single one of those people represents money to the leftist organizations who are in Central and South America and Mexico telling people this is what you do to get in. We have evidence of these leftist groups creating fake marriage licenses, creating fake families. Many of these people that are coming over, they're recycling children. I found a location, and this you want to be sick about this. I found a location where there was lubrication, condoms, and children's clothing all thrown as they were coming across. So as they come
just
across,
awful.
They dump everything they don't want to get caught with.
Yeah, it's just awful.
It's evil. It's sickening. It's national suicide. And it is.
And let me go back to one other thing.
Completely ignored for the most part by the mainstream media.
And let me go back to one other thing here, Ben. And I want to make sure we continue this conversation. Ben Bergquam here, the founder of Frontline America. He's been to the border numerous times. Hearing these stories is just, well, it's appalling. It's absolutely appalling. And then you hear that these people like Governor Newsom of California, they think that illegal aliens should get Social Security payments, should get voting rights. I mean, why don't we just light the Constitution on fire if we haven't already? That's what they're angling for, to give people that don't even live in the United States, don't speak English, don't have any idea about what America is about. They want to give them all of our rights. And by the way, if America is such a rotten place, as these same people tell you, the leftists that would tell you that it's a rotten place, we need to leave the borders open. Why are millions of people trying to get in here? And why are millions of people fighting to stay here once they get here? Ben, if it's so rotten, why are they trying to be here?
They're trying to get here in many cases because they're fleeing the very policies that the left in America are trying to implement. We have leftists that are pushing towards socialism and communism. Many of these countries in Central and South America are socialist, communist, and corrupt nations. And they're leaving those places to come to America. The people that are inviting them, the left that is inviting them. So people understand this. It's all connected. It's the same groups that are out there marching in the street, banging their drums, screaming sure. about the Green New Deal, all of this nonsense. It's to undermine America. They are using this group of people to come in and overwhelm our system.
Ben, you're exactly right.
Get seats in
it is outrageous. It is unconscionable. And we'll continue talking about it. We got to cut it off for today, though. Ben Bergquam, founder of Frontline America. Thank you, as always. You. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
I'm running with the pack.
Running with the pack. The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our communities secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life and in every corner of America, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. The Army National Guard reacts to domestic operations in each of America's 54 states and territories, including Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, Guam, and the District of Columbia. Each state National Guard's unique domestic role is to act as the first line of defense in support of civil authorities in their state. The Guard's emergency responses include search and rescue missions for floods, combating wildfires, hurricane and tornado recovery, and the presidential inauguration. The Army National Guard. We are always ready. We are always there. And in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent. Brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult,
felt like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.